on the East Coast. I'm handling the tech tonight. All right. Welcome, everyone. And if you weren't here early, you missed the whole hockey conversation. I believe it was hockey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hockey, and I am in Tampa, where the hockey match was last night, and Chicago Blackhawks won it in 1 minute and 58 second span, went from behind to ahead. Anyway.
Well, what I love about that is one of our gamers just took credit for that because he said he cleared the team.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So good. We've got some other folks joining us, and so we'll keep going. So let's see. I think the first thing I was going to do is did you suggest I had a book I wanted to recommend and to
yes.
People, any of us who are coaches. So why don't I just do that? In fact, I think there's one guy. He's probably already got the book. But Marshall Goldsmith has a new book out already called Triggers. Interesting title. Creating Behavior That Lasts, Becoming the Person You Want to Be. Now, I haven't gotten very far in it, only about 40 pages into it, but there is a great story that supports the whole value of coaching. And I think it'd be tremendous in potentially a marketing kind of a situation. And he talks about he lives out north of San Diego, and he talks about how they had a serious problem because you come off the interstate and you go from 65 miles an hour and you're supposed to down to 45 miles an hour in the commercial thoroughfares and then down to 30 miles per hour in school zones and residential neighborhoods, and nothing was working, including ticketing, to decrease the speeding. And finally, what worked is when they installed what they call radar speed displays. We've all seen them, right? The speed limit sign posted above a digital readout measuring your speed. And they flash when you're over the speed, that kind of thing. And what he's saying is that the feedback loop that creates, is related to a well-established concept in behavior, where that whole process is a behavioral theory called a feedback loop, and that when the driver's react action, that is the speeding, and it's relayed the information to the driver in real time, inducing the driver to react. It's a loop of action, information, reaction. And he talks about how that relates to coaching, where you provide feedback, and hopefully the more real time, the better. And that feedback, gives them an and they are aware of the consequences of the issue of that feedback. Namely, they may lose their job, they may be stifling their further progress, the relationship with a boss or whatever. And there is a real tendency then to take action when you've got that combination. So anyway, I think it's a good book.
From a life and game perspective, so that's really important because have you ever seen those commercials that say this guy says he wants something and then all these signs start appearing around him that say go this way, and he keeps going the opposite direction. So, so for life and game purposes, we can clear that so that we actually see the feedback.
Yeah, good point.
So if you clear yourself to actually see the feedback that the universe is giving you, you're gonna really take off in your growth. That's a good example of how when we read a book, we found some cool stuff in it, and almost always we find something that we can clear from it, even if it doesn't seem like this isn't that type of book. There's almost something that's triggered for clearing as well.
Yeah, and there will be in this book as well. I've actually underlined some things, but I chose not to focus on that tonight. Maybe next week I'll have comments about about that.
We'll get your distillation next week.
Yeah, well, and another perspective on what you're talking about is the idea, too, that the coach, which a number of our people are, the coach has the opportunity to be the one that provides feedback, perhaps that he or she got, you know, from someone else who's directly involved with the client, but, you know, they have the opportunity to provide that feedback. That's one thing. But they also have the opportunity to provide the feedback when they know they're clearing the person, even if it's covertly. They have the opportunity to provide the feedback with, hey, Susan, you know, I'm noticing something on our calls that you're listening better than when we first started. You know, that kind of a thing. So that kind of a feedback is a reinforcing kind of a feedback and, you know, creates that, you know, spiraling effect and they just get better and better. So, cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that was all I had for that. Unless there's a question or a comment about that, I guess we can leave that behind.
Yeah, star 2 to raise your hand if you have a question or comment.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Well, it's usually what you say, so I had to fill it in. All right. Well, I think we're ready to go on to our next question, which is really good. And, you know, in life, again, we tend to attract people who really love transformation. And they love it so much, they want to transform instantly. But we also have, and as part of that, we also have kind of, on one hand, we want to be instant. On another hand, we think about things really deeply and really long, and sometimes we overthink them. And so we have someone with that problem this week. And, Ed, you have some really good insights on what to do with overthinking.
Well, actually, it went back one step before that. The word that was used was overwhelm. And the overwhelm, often I feel like it is due to overthinking everything. And, you know, when you overthink stuff, you're taking time out of doing. So one of the things you can do is you can clear overwhelm. It could, because it's a feeling. So you can clear the feeling of overwhelm. You can also clear the idea of overthinking everything, every situation, that kind of thing. You can also clear that. But
so you're clearing the habit of overthinking in that case?
I think that's probably a good way to look at it. Yeah, I think habit is probably a really good way to look at that. Yeah, so you can also clear that. The way I said it actually to this person was clear overthinking issues and situations. So just clear the overthinking of issues and situations. But I like habit. I like the idea of putting habit in there. I think that's a good idea. And go ahead.
Oh, just to give a little context, this person is someone who's doing a startup that is really on the verge of taking off. And so she's got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of things to think about. So it's really easy for her to go from tactical thinking to overthinking, and that's why we needed to have this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was just about to share that, because that overthinking also might suggest a lack of clarity, that when you've got so many things to do, being clear about where you should spend your time can be a real issue. And so, for instance, in this particular case, she's the CEO of a small technology company that's selling a product, a potential breakthrough product, to larger companies. And what they're wanting to do is create either a buyout situation or a public stock, you know, kind of a situation. And so there's just lots and lots and lots going on. And I really got, you know, a sense that it to be overwhelmed in that situation would be very easy. First of all, I just want to honor the reality of situations. But one of the things I looked at is I said, well, let's look at sales strategies. Let's look at the options you have for sales strategies, because there are a number of them. And because she had mentioned a couple of them. So I got her to think about it for a day or so and came back, and we got on the phone, and she says, okay, our current strategy is to sell directly to mid-market companies. Now, this will be fun for some of us. Mid-market companies are defined as under $1 billion a year in revenue and less than 1,000 employees.
That's a little broad.
Yeah, yeah. She says, well, so obviously another option would be Fortune 500 size companies, which are much larger than those mid-market kinds of companies. And in fact, she admitted that they'd had some interest from those kind of levels, but they tend to move slower. And she said, you know, we could also focus on partnerships like, you know, OEM type arrangements where this software that they had developed, you know, could be sold, you know, with a branded product for a substantial company, you know, those kinds of things. And I guess it's a little bit different, but for whatever reason, I've got it as a separate item. It could be a third-party licensing OEM type of situation where the third party is actually going out and marketing it, doing all the marketing, and they're just providing the product kind of a thing. And so I looked at all these things, and I said, well, let's do some testing on this. And now, as always, you know, I always write down other. So I started doing the testing and so forth, and I shared the testing with her. And interesting enough, two different things came out as 100, and neither of which was their current strategy.
Interesting.
Which was fascinating. To be a little careful with this too. You know, I certainly wouldn't want to rush off and completely change, you know, their direction and so forth. But what was fascinating about it, as soon as I brought up what came up as 100%, and one of the other strategies came out, she said, you know what, we've actually had some very interesting people approach us in that particular strategy area. So, and what she began to realize is, there are already some opportunities in that area. And all this is telling me is maybe I ought to spend more time focusing on those. And by the way, it happened to be in the larger company arena. And that's selling to them. And then other came up as 102. I said, well, what in the world could be 100? And it just hit me. It's the larger companies, the Fortune 500, but a partnership with them, which is a mix of selling to Fortune 500s and a focus on partnerships. And that also showed up as 100. So ironically, I mean, with that clarity, it turns out at the very end of our call, we had to cut it slightly short because she had a conference call with a Fortune 500 company. And but she said, you know, in the past, this particular person at this particular company has not been very easy to work with. So there's not a lot of optimism by our company about this. And the call, it's only a 30-minute call. Well, I said, well, look, how about if I just do some quick clearing before, you know, while you're starting your call? So I did that, and I cleared them for openness to a strategic partnership. And that was just kind of how I saw it. So that's what I did. And long story short, that the call lasted an hour and a half, not 30 minutes. And the guy was amazingly receptive. Now, I'm not claiming that my clearing had anything to do with it. I have no idea, no way to know really. But
you know,
it is possible that the clarity, you know, just seeing it from a different perspective, from this testing perspective, this idea that, wow, this Fortune 500 company, that size company might be ideal, and especially when they're calling us. And so she may have gone into it with a different perspective, a more open perspective, more open-minded. And long story short, it was extremely good and valuable conversation.
Well, and what I like about it too,
it dovetails
really well with what we were saying earlier about load times and feedback and watching for that. It's not that she didn't have signs, but she could go that direction. It's that she didn't have the clarity for it. And so we're still waiting to hear what happens in what those level companies move slow. But once she did some testing and we did some clearing, she could see the path, and not only see the path, but see that she already had welcome signs on that path. So that's really key when you're clearing for these things. And so when you're getting overwhelmed, it could mean that there is a lot of signals coming to you at once. And this really happens a lot when you're upping your game, because when you're out of your old comfort zone, everything looks new, and you have all these opportunities. Which ones do you follow? And so that's a really great time. When you're in overwhelm, that's a great time just to stop and to take a minute and to take stock of where you are. Clear the overwhelm, but clear the vision so that you move towards your highest, greatest good at all times. So I use overwhelm as a flag. I have all these kinds of flags that I have. When I get a certain feeling, I do this. Or when I get a certain feeling, I do that. When I get overwhelmed, I stop. I don't keep going. I stop. Because what if I'm waiting at a quicksand? I might be overwhelmed for a quicksand sort of reason. So if I'm overwhelmed, I stop and I take stock. So hopefully that helps.
Well, and maybe one of the reasons that we're overwhelmed is because we're putting so much energy into something that is not even appropriate for us to be putting the energy into. And so getting the clarity is a real key piece.
And Claire has a story for us, so hang on, Claire, because you're up next. Because there's one last piece of this is overwhelm, and this, we've talked about overwhelm in business. What about overwhelm in personal life when you've got a lot going on there? We have some people who have major health issues, and maybe they're not going the way they want them to go. And trust me, Ed and I have both been there, and it's really frustrating when you're in that place. And when you're doing all you can, in the people who are having this in our group, there's more than one, there's a couple. So when you're doing all that you can, the last thing you can do, and hopefully the first thing you do, but also the last thing you can do is trust. And trust that the universe is going to take care of you. And frankly, there's been times when trust was the whole reason I got in that situation to begin with, or a huge part of it, because I had to let go, and I refused to let go. So it piled up and up and up and on me until I just finally said, okay, I trust you. And that's when it broke. And I remember you saying things like that in the middle of the night, Ed, when you were with your gluten intolerance and when you were having the first trouble with your foot, you know, there were times where you just, you know, you'd stop and you'd cry and just let it all, give it all back.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't carry it anymore.
Oh, gosh. Yes. A word I used was surrender.
That's right.
it was really like that at times, that my just giving in to the overwhelming feelings that I was having and the pain and all that stuff. Somehow or another, that was part of the process. And you know, had huge breakthroughs from there. And the fact is, I'm still dealing with some stuff, you know, physically. Nothing near as debilitating as that was, but there's still some stuff there. And, you know, it is challenging at times, that's for sure.
Well, and I think that, too, that part of it is it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. Just because you're in the middle of all of that doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. And that was one of the Defer Gamer's frustrations. They're like, well, I'm clearing everything, and I'm going to the doctors, and I'm on the diet, and I'm doing everything I should, and it doesn't feel like it's getting better. That doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It really doesn't. You just keep clearing the overwhelm. And there's another interesting thing where overwhelm is kind of like frustration. And I realize that when I trust that the universe is unfolding things in the time that and sequence in which they're supposed to be unfolded, I either have patience or frustration at times. And when I trust in the universe, I'm never frustrated. Not that never might be for 5 minutes, but where that time when I can latch on to the trust and hold on to the trust, the frustration melts away because I know that the delay is due to a universe reason, a timing reason. It doesn't mean that I've done anything wrong or put up any roadblocks. There's things that have to shift in order for me to move forward. And so I would clear, in a situation of overwhelm like that, I would clear trust. That's what I would clear, and that's what I'm getting for you to clear, the biggest. So let's see if we have, do you have any other things about that, Ed, or were you ready for, oh, wait, there's a question. Ah, yes. So do you clear trust multiple times? Didn't we clear trust already? What part of the clearing is forever? Well, you're not dead, so your game's not over. So we always keep clearing. And we just, because every time, my mentor says it's a spiral universe. And as you tend to hit the same issue over and over again as you go up the spiral. And it's not that you've circled back around and you're running in circles, it's that you're spiraling up. And you'll hit that same issue again. But you're given an opportunity to address it in a different way each time. So, yes, I keep clearing trust. When I feel that feeling, I stop and I clear it. And I know that I need to clear trust. I had to clear trust myself this week a couple times. It's just, it's part of the process. And every time we go around that spiral and hit it again, we're hitting it from a different aspect and learning something new from it. And when we learn that thing, then we can move up on the spiral again until we've completely finished whatever that is we're learning. But if it's one of those life challenges that we set from the beginning, it can take a long time to finally learn it. Or if you believe in multiple lifetimes, we could be talking about karma here. And this is why karma takes a while to clear, because you have to address it over and over again until it's completely gone. So it's like the layers of an onion. We just keep pulling it back until we get to the center and all is one and there's nothing else left.
And I've got a little bit different perspective. I don't think it's counter to yours, but when you use a word like trust, it sounds like, oh, we already cleared that, you know, as if trust was a single energy. Well, mm-hmm. It's not. I hate to tell you, but what we are realizing more and more is this concept of what I call subtle energies, and they're different. There's a subtle difference between, trusting the direction you have in your life and trusting that you're going to become well from an illness you have, to another kind of trust you can name. They're subtle ones. And that's, to me, why you need to continue to clear it being, frankly, something different. I believe that we have cleared the essence of trust, but then there's all these little subtle versions of it that are unique and individual to each of us. I clear a trust is not the same trust that someone else in this group is clearing. That's kind of how I see it. Once we've cleared the big rocks, there's a big rock of trust, and then there's these little subtle energies of trust that are unique and special to us, and are, our evolvement is dependent on clearing those as well. That's how I see it.
And that's part of the going up the spiral. And every time you hit it, you're hitting from different aspects. Take relationship. So you have relationship problems. Well, does that mean that when you clear relationship, you're perfect? No, that means that maybe you cleared listening, and then maybe you cleared hearing, which is slightly different. Maybe you cleared trusting someone to take out the garbage versus trusting someone to, not lock the keys of the car. There's all these little things that are into relationship that you just don't clear relationship one time. You clear all these different aspects. And what may be a challenge for you in your relationship may not be a challenge for me in mine, which is why you have the master process, so that you can clear those subtle things that are in your life that are your challenges, because we want to make sure you have that tool. So make sure you're using it. Keep it on your smartphone. Have it printed out. One of our gamers doesn't have a smartphone on her all the time, so she keeps it printed out on her all the time. Keep it with you, because when you have any of those subtle feelings, you can pull it out and you can clear it right then.
Yeah, and I have found it to be very valuable for me to use the process verbatim just the way it is. It used to be I didn't do that. I, you know, felt like, you know, it was just handled anyway. But there's some subtleties in there that I think are important. So I now just use it verbatim the way it is. So for whatever worth value that is.
Definitely, and that's why we encourage you to stick with the words that are there, because we were given those words. They're like a computer program. They're very specific to activate the result. And so even if they seem odd, we encourage you to stick with those words. So this is a really good add-on question. I do remember you saying that some things are forever. Which ones are they? And I think, Ed, that we would say the big rocks are the ones that seem to be the forever clearings, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I do. And it's, I mean, you take anger. Yes, we have cleared anger with others, anger with God in the world, anger with ourselves. And you'd think that's all the angers. Well, it isn't, because there's this subtle energy thing again. Gosh, what was the example? Oh, I know. It was example of one of our lifestylers. I was on the phone with him, and he said, you know, I know you've cleared fear of failure, but he said, I still feel like I've got some fear of not being successful. Folks, those are different. It sounds like the same. You could argue that, wait a minute, it's exactly the same thing with different words. Well, I tested it. It is not the same energy. And what we're really clearing is energy, the energy of the fear of not being successful. So guess what? We added it to the list. So what I invite you guys to do is anytime you run across something that is just subtly different, let us know. Let's add it to the list. But, you know, you're going to continue to have your own very subtle energies to clear.
That's true, but let's also focus on what's cleared forever. So what seems to be cleared forever are like the big six: anger with self, anger with other, anger with God in the world, love of self, love of others, love of God in the world, raising of
worry. Yeah, worry.
Worry.
Like that.
Anxiety. The big ones are cleared. I mean, I have quite a lot. Being a female of my time, and I've talked about this a little bit before, is that for the females of my time and before, there is a sin, so to speak, that it's opposite of pride, that we don't have a name for in the Western culture. And so I was very, very hard on myself. And I did not love myself. I hated myself because I wasn't good enough. But when we cleared the anger with self and elevated the caring of self, the love of self, that has not been nearly as much as an issue. Sure, I've had little things that I've had to clear, but that big burden on my back of not loving myself, of hating myself, of not liking the person in the mirror, and not even, I used to have a Liz-shaped hole in the mirror, as I would call it, because I wouldn't see me. I'd see everything else in the mirror except for me. There was literally a Liz-shaped blind spot in that mirror because I didn't want to see myself. So once we cleared the big six, that has been gone forever. So there is quite a bit that is cleared forever. So we did that in Jumpstart. So what we're talking about now on these calls is we're going even deeper with you and going, okay, so now you've had this huge jumpstart. And now let's look at some of the little things that are in your life that can still be cleared away. Because once you get those big rocks out of the way and the medium rocks even out of the way, now we're down to the smaller rocks and they look bigger. Because the big ones are gone. There's no basis of comparison anymore.
Yeah.
They're much smaller, and you can take care of them.
Yeah, and what I know is, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the different person I am today than I was when I started this process 2 years ago. I mean, it's like night and day. Mm-hmm. And yet, do I still have things come up? I do. But they don't last long. I can clear them easily. I don't hang on to them for days and weeks and months, you know, things like that. And do they seem like the same thing? Yeah, but it's a different energy, just a subtly different energy of it. And so, and they're very easy to clear. That's really key to the whole thing.
So hopefully that answers the question, what's cleared forever? Well, quite a lot is cleared forever. And what we're down to now is you clearing the things that are pretty specific to your game most of the time, which is why we've given you the power and why we've continued having these calls with you so that we can help you figure those out and help you clear them deeper.
And let's be clear about something, too. This is my vision of it. You have always had this bright light that's in the center of you. But
yes.
That bright light was limited. People were limited in how much of that they could see because you had all these big rocks and medium rocks and small rocks in front of the light. And they are now seeing your light.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you, your light is being seen and is being felt. Now, are there these little subtle energy things in there? Yeah. But they aren't blocking the light, my friends. That, to you, they might feel like, you know, really important. And they are important. It's just another level of clearing for yourself. But your light is shining bright, I'll guarantee you.
Definitely, because we can see it.
Yeah. When I say your light, I just want to say a little bit more about that. When I say your light, I'm talking about who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the essence of what this work is about. It's about becoming truly who you really are. And being able then, from that perspective, to be and do what you came to be and do.
Yes. Yep. And in fact, we're putting together a little slideshow to show that because it's such a cool concept. So you'll be the first to see it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Claire had a story she wanted. Oh, did you?
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I forgot what group we were talking to.
We're talking to Lifestyle. In case you're wondering, what other groups will we be talking to? We have our certification call after this one. So,
this is
our Lifestyle group, and Claire has a wonderful story to share with us. So, Claire, I'm going to unmute you.
Hey, guys.
All right, you're on.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
We're fantastic.
So I was very excited when Liz did sent a post or an email about that you were for Lifestylers clearing about building your team. And that's exactly what I'm in the process of doing as I'm working to reestablish, you know, my business with my new idea. And
cool.
One of the intentions I had was that, I mean, because of, you know, I've invested heavily in this one product thing that I'm going to be doing to help brand it, build it, and get it all done. I don't have, or I don't want to spend the disposable income, you know, on services right now to help me, you know, move this thing forward. So I just put the intention out there that I would be able to get this, you know, with people to be able to help me, and that I'm not going to have to pay for it right now.
Mm.
And so my everything started coming together, and I met this gal who's a SCORE counselor, and so she took me on as her project, and we had a meeting today, this morning, and she is helping me write my business plan. She's got all the things. I sent all my research to her, and she's just totally dialed in. So today we decided to create because I'm going to have a live class here, and I've been waiting to roll it out in Jacksonville because I knew that it wasn't, you know, I wanted to get it branded right and all that. And so we decided today that I'm going to have a focus group and take a group of women through this program. But I want it to be, you know, the right and perfect people that are strategically layered, not only as my test group to take through it, but also people who can be invested in it that will help me when I come to roll it out. So one gal who is really good and young gal, and even though she's not quite in the demographic, she's certainly been through a lot. but she is really good at internet marketing. Another gal that I invited today, and I sat in a meeting with her today, and I thought, I'm not sure. Is she? Isn't she? And I kind of kept checking my gut. And so at the very end of the meeting, I thought, yeah, I need to invite her because she is like a super networker. She's in a lot of women's groups. And I know she's going through this big transformation in her own life. And I thought, you know, she'll really benefit from it. In addition to, she's also a great meeting planner, and she's lived in Jacksonville her whole life. And one of the things we wanted to come up with is a unique venue for the rollout in October. So at the end of the meeting, I invited her to be a part of the group. And then she says, well, I've got another person who is a friend of mine who I think she would be great to be a part of this. She's just been going through a really bad divorce, but she used to be the marketing person for Ralph Lauren in New York. And one of the things that I want to, and I haven't told really anybody except for the gal who's my mentor and people who know me, they know that I laugh a lot that my whole mission in life is to wear what I call legal pajamas. So where you can, you know, comfortable clothes where you can go out, but they feel like pajamas. And so I actually bought the domain name Legal Pajamas. And so as the gal who is my SCORE counselor, we were talking about it. One of the things we want to start introducing is my, you know, I'm not private labeling anything yet for Legal Pajamas, but I'm going to kind of like, you know, Oprah's things that she endorses, you know, for her, you know, for her favorites.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same thing. We're going to start picking clothing that we are going to say Legal Pajamas, you know, endorsed by, or, you know, something by Claire. So we're going to start kind of rolling that out. And I thought today, wow, I wonder if this one gal, Elizabeth, if she comes to this class, who used to be the marketing person for Ralph Lauren, if that could be the retail connection that I really had not even considered, you know, rolling that out. I've always just used it kind of laughingly. And then I had a meeting today with a guy who I was looking for a bookkeeper, and through one of my clients, a referral, come to find out I'm also going to use him to be my accountant. And that was a big strategic part of my team. Now, obviously, I have to pay him, but I'm finally building the foundation to really set this business up correctly. And then I had lunch with a gal who I've known for 20 years and come back, and I told her, I said, really, when I came back to Jacksonville, I just kind of wanted to stay under the radar, you know, because I want to build this thing strategically. And she's an attorney, so she's got my back from the legal side.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, all of these people are coming together, that we're building this collaboration. I mean, the guy is an accountant, but everybody else is, you know, these strong, powerful women that are, you know, that I'm building this team around. And, you know, just out of support. So when, like I say, when she posted that, I was just like, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's like, I've never had a team before, and I've never I've never allowed myself to ask for help.
Wow, those are two big, big things that you cleared.
Yes.
So that's all coming through. And it's really been very virtually easy and effortlessly. Yeah. And this whole, my bookkeeping, all that kind of stuff, it's something I haven't taken care of for a couple of years. So it's been really weighing heavily, you know, on me in so many ways. And last night I slept well for the first time, and I can't tell you when, how long.
That's
awesome. And that says a lot for the clarity that Ed was talking about earlier, too, because you got cleared and got really clear on what you wanted to be doing, you know, since you and I first met. And because you have that clarity, you have a clarity that can carry it for the whole team. And that's why they're rallying around you, and why you have all these, you're getting all this great feedback, because you have that clarity of vision. And so people can rally around that. Awesome. It's really awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I've known Claire for quite a number of years. And Claire, you've you've always had this ability. But I would contend that what you had to do is clear out all the garbage around your not knowing who you really were. And because none of this surprises me in the least. You know, and it wouldn't surprise me 5 years ago. But to me, so much of the clearing has been your unveiling of yourself and realizing what a powerful woman you are. And so anyway, just.
That's really good feedback too, Ed, because you've known me for over 20 years, and it has been a total transformation for me. And really since I started this, because poor Liz had to sit and listen to me and see me shake and be all nervous about the whole thing for several hours, and she was just so gracious and kind to do that. But it was really that was the turning point of. You know, am I ready? Am I ready to take this forward? Am I ready to, stand on my own 2 feet? Am I ready to walk the talk? You know, because with the whole process of the, reinventing your life, am I really walking it, right? And I think you have to be in alignment and to be in integrity. And the question was I ready to take on that responsibility to walk the talk first and, and do it? And all of this has really helped to get the crap out of the way that whatever it was that was holding me back or holding myself back, this process has really just helped all that melt away.
Yeah, that's neat.
Which is awesome. This is certainly why I signed up for Lifestyle, because it's like, we got to keep this stuff going.
Yeah, yes.
It's really working, and I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so glad. And that's why we did Lifestyle, because it's a spiral path. You're going to hit things. The layers have to keep being peeled back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't want to leave you off by yourself. We wanted to continue supporting you in that process. So I'm so glad it worked out well, and it's continuing to work out well for you.
We got a long way to go, so y'all keep it up.
Yeah. Well, we are. We are. I don't say that any more than you do, Claire.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's see. I am not seeing any more questions. If you have any questions or comments, if you will press *2 to raise your hand. And I am checking. I have like 4 places that I checked for comments. So I'm checking them all.
Yep. All right. We got it. We got another one back from Claire.
All right. Just one moment, and I will take care of that. Okay. All right. You are there. You go. You're on, Claire.
Well, I just wanted to also give you guys some feedback, because one of the people who went through the certification training is doing a whatever we call it, the without knowing clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So for my husband. Without clearing.
Yes. For my husband, and he doesn't know.
Oh.
All right.
We expect you to report back on that.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd give you a little report in on that too. Where,
okay.
Cool.
One of the things is that he traveled to go visit with his sister, and she can be kind of a little Debbie Downer. And a lot of times when he gets ready to go, he, kind of has to prepare himself for that, right? Even his attitude going over for this trip was, wasn't really focusing on anything negative or not really feeling like he had to prepare for it. And when he came home, there was no report of negative behavior. There was no kind of like, and then it went this way, and then it went that way, and, I just kind of had to remove myself. None of that.
That's so neat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Very
That is
apparent.
Fantastic. That heals the whole
thanks
family.
For sharing that.
Huh?
Healing one relationship in a family like that can heal the whole family. So that's hugely significant, not just for his life, but for his whole family. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and just raising the, that since I'm really going forward with this you know, this new venture, is why it's been even more important to make sure that we're all on the same page. And he's been much more accepting about anytime I'm talking about it and that kind of thing. So it's really working.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Any other question or comment? And star two. If not, I think we're ready to call this complete.
This is a great call. I mean, as usual, y'all make these calls great. It's your questions that inspire us and help us to help you. So thank you for sending in your questions and bringing your stories, as always, because that's what makes us really, you know, besides that we do the clearing for you, that definitely makes us unique. But it's the community and us supporting each other that really, really helps also, and to really turbocharge the growth is us being together and questioning together and finding the answers together and celebrating and moving forward. So thank you all for being here.
Yes, indeed. It's been
all
great.
All right, and we will see y'all next. Is it next week, Ed? Because do we want to unveil that little change?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
We should have talked about that before the call.
Yeah, I agree. So maybe we wait till next week.
Okay, so drum roll, the updates are coming, and you will hear all about it. All right, and we will talk to y'all soon. You have a fantastic week. And for you certified people, we will see y'all in about 12 minutes.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.